This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Hey, Tulsi Gabbard, you know, I don't know what the suspension thing means. The suspending, they're dropping out. That's what it means. It's a long single word for meaning I am dropping out of the presidential race. That's what it means. And I feel, you know, I really feel bad for her. And the reason is not because it's Tulsi Gabbard, but isn't this the party of the big tent? We love all kinds of people. They're upset that a woman didn't make it to the end, but a woman did make it. Unless they know something about Tulsi that we don't. Okay, a woman did make it to the end, but they wouldn't support her. Why? Because she wasn't their kind of woman. Listen to Real Side with Joe Messina. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. So much you can do up there. So much you can get involved with. And, you know, by the way, did you notice how fast the news about the earthquake in Utah went by yesterday? Right? I mean, buried right away because the coronavirus thing is just so big, such a big honking deal. You know, we have California's way in out, right? California is just shy of 40 million people. Give that some thought. We have 614 confirmed, when I looked a few minutes ago, 614 confirmed cases of coronavirus. We've had 41 people die. In a science experiment, and listen, no death is okay. But when this comes to real scientific numbers, it would be a do-over. They wouldn't even use the numbers as reality. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that this been a, you know, when I first started in this business, not a lot of people were using Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff. And we used to sit in a room and we would try to figure out how to create fake buzz. Okay? Anything that I would say, we try to figure out a way to make it sound like everybody was talking about it. So what we would do is we'd put it up on the website, and then we would tweet out, linking people back to the website, right? Or the Facebook page, for that matter, and then have the Facebook page link back to the website. So you had this traffic going like crazy, and Google would pick it up and say, wow, look at what Messina said, and before you knew it, I had 300,000 views. And we did it. All by our onesies. Got the same thing going on here. I'm sorry, but you do. You look at the numbers. The numbers do not warrant the kind of attention this is getting. The Italian government came out and said, hey, can you people slow down? Almost every one of those people that died here was in their 70s to 80s, had pre-existing conditions, and were already sick when they got it. They did not have the healthcare workers protected properly. Therefore, they were taking it from person to person to person to person. Do some homework. Figure these. Look, you want to talk about something for real and get on it, fine. But if you're going to buy into the hype, we have a problem. And now we're worried about what China's thinking about us? Or is going to say about us? You know, the guy I love. Remember Joe Biden? I mean, he's not the Joe Biden today, but you know what I'm saying. Remember his infamous words of wisdom?
Yeah. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west.
Poor man, he's so lost. Say a rosary for him, will you please? Let me tell you, China. You know, we can't eat their lunch. You know why? Because we don't have the forks and the spoons required to eat their lunch. We don't have napkins to wipe our mouths with after. We don't have the machinery to create the knives, the forks, the spoons, the plates to be able to do it. Do you know that we stopped producing penicillin in this country in 2004? You know who produces it now? China. We don't even make aspirin in this country anymore. Circuit boards. You know why we don't have the respirators that we need to have? You know why that we're having such a hard time firing those puppies up? Because the circuit boards made for those respirators are made where? Come on, everybody. In China, that's right. Right, they control our health care for all intents and purposes. That's why it's so important that we bring manufacturing back here. We can't even, look, we can't even make the machines we need to make to be able to make the penicillin. This is asinine. And because for decades, we were under the impression, no, we weren't. We, the American people, were being bamboozled into believing that China had no real power. All right? We've been told that they have a standing army of, I don't know, millions and billions of people, and that's what scared us about them to a degree, but that wasn't it. That's not it as a whole. They control so many other areas of our life, and now they're threatening to hold back. You know what? The oil was great. From the Middle East, right? That was a fear we had. We're now oil independent. We need to be manufacturing independent. We need to be drug independent of China and other places like that. Nobody. We are the strongest country on the face of the planet. Nobody should be able to hold something over our heads, so we'll do for them. You know, they're trying to get us to lift tariffs now so that we can get some of this equipment in. Bullpuckies. Let's take the money we're getting for those tariffs and turn it into manufacturing plants here in this country. God forbid, right? Let's make it here. Why are the Chinese potential enemies of this country? Why are they making parts for our aircraft, for our military, for our healthcare services? This is nuts. Seriously, this is like a Christian asking the devil to come pray with him. Thomas Senior Host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me, being part of the conversation. God, when the technology burps, man, it burps. Let me tell you what, okay? Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot happening there. But let me get right to him, because I just want to have a lot. I always have so much fun when I have him on the show. Zoe Rachel joins me. And Zoe, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air here. And a lot going on this week, huh?
There is, man. I hadn't gone anywhere. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know if it's daylight outside. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? What's going on, man?
So you're not the one causing all of this. Is that what you're here to say? I mean, my God, I can't believe.
I'm not Chinese.
You can't.
If anything, I'm part Filipino, but I ain't Chinese. I ain't caused it.
Oh, God. You know what? You can't even go to the store, sit down, and have some coffee now. You can't. No place are you allowed to go inside.
Did you say cough?
Coffee.
Coffee.
I'd like some. Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway, I don't know. It's all Trump's fault anyway. Yeah, what have you got to worry about, you know? It's just amazing. I'm loving this, though. I'm loving watching the hate just drip over more and more and more. It's just amazing to me. First of all, before we get to the show, tell people how to find you, how to find your show, how to get your music.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and I hope folks will go check it out. My website just got a nice new facelift. The bronze serpent has shed its skin and has a nice, shiny new epidermis. So, bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can catch my Zoloft videos, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge, my music group where we rock the gospel. And, thanks, man. That's where we're at.
Dude, you got to stop using words I can't spell. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work out well for me, okay? Anyway, all right. So, you know, we were surprised to hear more and more and more that the Chinese are doubling down on the fact that this is the American soldiers brought this on. The American soldiers set this loose in China. I didn't know we had American soldiers in China. Did you?
That's news to me. And you know, when we look at the track record of things like that, you know, this is definitely more of the Chinese wheelhouse than it is in ours. I mean, I know that liberals might want to bring up the whole, you know, giving pox ridden blankets to Indians and stuff like that. But that dog ain't gonna hunt, man. We didn't do it.
No, and it gets, and these guys, just, it just gets better and better and better with them. You know, I've been trying to tell the people, they just don't get this. We are so reliant on China now, and it's not just because they, you know, they've loaned us money, and that's a big deal, too. You know what I mean? We're in so much debt to them, but they've taken over the manufacturing of our penicillin, of our aspirins. I was talking about how the respirators, we're having hard times with respirators, because guess who makes the circuit boards for the respirators? The Chinese, right? Mm-hmm. So they got us by the spine.
By the yin-yang.
Yeah. And we let it happen. This is just crazy.
That's right, man. There's definitely enough blame to go around in terms of, like, what China's doing. And, you know, if they're doing it, it's only because we allowed them to do it. You know, and I don't mind saying, you know, hey, Democrats, thanks a lot. You know, because when they impose all those regulations and all those taxes and flipping the unions and all that sort of stuff and just drive up the cost of everything, yeah, people are going to look elsewhere, you know, to set up shop.
Right. No, I agree with you. And look at what's happening here in California. You know, I mean, the land of Satan. We have Governor Newsom has now come out and he's decided that we're going to be a shutter-in-place state here in the next few days or so, I'm sure. And, you know, what he's doing with people, churches now can't be open. Nothing more than 250 people at a time can be gathered together. Now, I think he's even removed that. So it's causing churches really to have to get in touch with themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. And now to make people do that, that's another thing where, when you were talking about, like, you know, this nonsense, this unreasonable hatred that people have for Trump, it's like at first it was, you know, he's not doing enough, and now they want him to just micromanage every state and be like a flipping dictator, you know, telling people, you know, that this is what you have to do, rather than saying, hey, you know what, you know, this is supposed to be a self-governing experiment, you know? And you got a laboratory of states where you guys can do this sort of stuff. Why don't you guys, you know, take it upon yourselves to be responsible?
Yeah, I think that's hilarious. And you're exactly right. They don't want him involved. They want him to step away. They don't want him. And it's like daddy, right? You don't want daddy to do anything for you, to touch you, let you use the car, let you do whatever you want to do until you get in trouble. It's like daddy saved me. Right? That's exactly what's going on. Didn't Chris Rock say that the Obamas they're like your parents, they're like your mom and dad, you're supposed to do? Didn't he? Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, man, I don't think you understand. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he said that he's like our boss and he's like our parents. Wow, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know something? when we've had, I was talking about this last night with a pastor I had on the show, when we've had these issues in the past, and, you know, we've had major issues, major things going on in society, people run into churches. Well, now they can't run into churches. Now they have to go, right? They have to go out of their way now. I won't say to figure it out on their own, but pastors are going to have to figure out a way to draw people in. These people are going to have to figure out a way to actually be able to worship or get fed on their own. This is a whole new world for these people, isn't it? You know some of these people.
Like, yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point, man. It's because in times like this, you know, when people are, you know, the culture is just so saturated with fear, and they want, you know, you got people in the media, you got an industry that wants to keep the fear going, and in a time like this, man, we definitely need the gospel, because this ain't new stuff. You know, God, you know, it's like the word is going to warn us about things like this, and you know, and how we can, you know, keep it together. And, you know, we've become more and more, and this is just cycling again where, you know, getting fed with the word, you know, which is some really good chicken soup, you know, to help, you know, curb this virus.
The real chicken soup for the soul, right?
The real chicken soup for the soul, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, the powers that be don't want us to have it.
No, they don't. And you're exactly right. And you know, again, Newsom is anti-God, anti-church, anti anything like that, unless you're full on with the government to let him take care of you, because that's really what we want. But when you look at this, you look at what's going on, this is really a time for us to rise up and take back what God's given us, take back what we're supposed to have to begin with.
Yes.
Again, you and I deal or run in some of the same circles, and these people professing to be Christians are running around like that kid in Home Alone with their hair on fire. It's like, well, who are you believing in? Who do you trust in, right? I mean, am I being too harsh here or what?
Not at all, man. Not at all. And, yeah, I agree with you. It's like, and it's not being judgmental. We're just, you know, calling it like it is. You know, the word, you know, people say you're not supposed to be judgmental. The word of God says rebuke the sinner, too. And, you know, one of those things that, you know, we see is, you know, there's a lot of these cats that are putting, you know, either their politics or their craft or whichever, they're putting before the kingdom.
Yeah. You're exactly right. All right, we come back. We're going to hit more on this because I want people to understand, you know, especially those that are looking for answers. They're trying to blame God or Trump. I don't know which. You know, God forbid you should blame yourself for voting in these idiots. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling the nation most of the people infected with coronavirus getting better. The president speaking in the briefing room at the White House and then taking a meeting over at FEMA.
We're poised to come back very, very fast, but we have to get rid of this.
More than 11,000 people infected here in the U.S. that we know of. More than 150 people have died in our country. Other coronavirus headlines this hour, a new warning from the State Department telling Americans abroad to come back to the United States or face getting stuck. And other well-known people who have the coronavirus now, ESPN reporting New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, the first person in the NFL community to test positive, and Prince Albert II of Monaco, the son of the late actress Grace Kelly, also testing positive. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How lucky can one guy be?
I don't even try. You know what I'm saying? You can't match his voice. I don't even try. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. I hope he got permission to kiss her first, because that would be politically correct today. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Really, seriously, people. Make sure that you know what's going on. Don't just spew the line. And, you know, before you start screaming about what governors are doing, the president's doing, just get informed. Please get informed, because then you sound exactly like those people I rail on a regular basis on this show. If you got toilet paper, we've got a hotline for that. I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. I couldn't stop myself. Anyway, so Rachel joins me as he does from time to time on the show. I always appreciate the time he spends with me. And so, again, really do appreciate your time. Tell people where they can find you and find your music.
All right, Van, and thanks for having me on. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can find the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, and 20 Pound Sleds. That's some stuff that I do.
I like the Zopium Den. I just find that just wonderful. I think that's great. you know. So, listen, we were kind of touching on it before, and we'll get into the coronavirus in a minute, but, you know, God's people, in the past, they've had to run to the church. You know, not they had to. They've run to the church all of a sudden. Surprise, some of them can even find it, but that's yesterday's news. But now they're having to gather in their living rooms. They have having to go out of their way to actually make worship and or church happen, if you would. And I just find that really interesting. And I was talking to his pastor the other day, and some of the numbers he was throwing out, they were jiving for him. But I'm thinking to myself, if you've got a large church and you're not even hitting those numbers of people watching you while you're getting the rest of the country and the rest of the world tuning in some instances, that has to be concerning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I hate for some, you know, for things like this to happen to, right, to get people to see, like, kind of what the word was talking about. But people gathering, like, in their homes and stuff like that, that was church.
Mm-hmm.
That's been church.
Yeah.
You know, but now this kind of thing where a whole bunch of people are supposed to, you know, gather. When you have a lot of people gathering, stuff like that, a lot of times that's because they're drawn to the ear tickling. You know, the Lord don't dig that.
You know, so, I like that.
And you know, not, I'm not like trying to be one of those people who knocks these people, because you know, it's good at least they learn the name of Jesus. And if they really want to know, they'll open up their Bible and they'll start to figure it out. You know, so at the same time, you know, I'm thankful to some of these preachers, even though I don't agree with what they're saying. You know, but if a person really wants to explore then and find out more about who Jesus is and what the whole word says about him, then I'm like grateful to a degree. You know, like these people, you know, put the name out there.
Yep. I agree with you. I mean, they have to have some place to start. They have to have some place where they hear the name and hear the story, and then they can take it from there. God will lead them from there once you get them rolling, you know what I'm saying? So apparently they're all wigged out about this coronavirus thing, you know, the thing that didn't start in China, that one, right?
Did too.
But listen, I consider you a very intelligent man, so maybe you can help me out here, okay? What the heck does this have to do with toilet paper? What was the first rush was all about, not being able to find toilet paper, paper towels anywhere? To think about this. This is that old phony, you know, you tell somebody a story in one ear and then it spreads incorrectly. Who started the, hey, dude, we're not going to have any toilet paper in about 10 days, right? So you're doing what I did.
Well, you know, there's always this countdown.
What, from how many sheets you have in the roll? I don't understand. Go ahead.
Right, you know, it's like the world is going to end in 12 years. You know, we're going to run out of toilet paper.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Man, I think really the reason why people are like hung up on toilet paper is because this is Chinese flu, and you know how that Chinese flu go through you. That's why people are stocking up on so much toilet paper. They're expecting to have to needle a whole bunch of that stuff. If this coronavirus gets into you, it's going to make you go.
That's what I was saying to people. I haven't heard about the bowel movement syndrome from this virus. Apparently, there is one that we're not well aware of. But I guess the paper towels to pick up where the toilet paper just can't handle it anymore. I don't even know. God bless. You're killing me. So, but really, seriously, I mean, we're going into these food lines. I went into the supermarket. I thought I got transported to Venezuela the other day. I'm in the market. I'm looking around. There's nothing on the shelves. And I'm not just talking the regular fancy stuff. I mean, that crap that nobody buys ever is gone off the shelf. You know what I mean? I think I lost him. That'd be the first time. He probably does what Kimberly does. He hit the button and disconnected himself. No, but we'll get him back in a second. But I went to the supermarket, and even today, looking for some things. And when I was going through there, the dog food, my God, there was like no dog food, no cat food, none of that stuff. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And even, like, I mean, jokingly, but for real, I went down the Campbell's soup aisle. You know where they have the different, I don't know how your supermarket is, but they got like 60 different kinds of Campbell's soup now. Just amazing to me. And I go down the Campbell's soup aisle, and the only soups that are left, and most of them are gone. It's like one can. Anybody like cream of asparagus? I mean, I look at that and went, I don't know anybody who would eat that. Cream, and what is cream? Cream of barbecued, roasted red peppers. That was the one, too. I found that to be quite amazing. Just amazing. So nobody wanted those, for the most part, but pretty much every one of them was empty. It was like one or two cans of those in there. The soups, the different fish cans, you know, not just tuna fish, but all that stuff. It was really crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the year in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. You know, you can send me emails. I know I'm stuttering now. You can send me emails. Let me know the topic, the person, the whatever you want to bring on. Right? Because I don't get to everybody. You just got to let me know the discussion, if you would. Maybe it's a topic. Maybe they have a book out. Maybe you've seen something that you really appreciate. But she's thinking, sorry, you know, one of you is the ones that turned me on all the vaping stuff. That was a big deal. I was following that. I gave up on it to a big degree because it didn't seem like anybody cared. And then I started getting a lot of emails on it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just opened up one of the stories that I meant to get to yesterday, and I never really get around to. I'm going to get back to Joe Biden. Do you remember the speeches that Joe was giving around China not being an issue? Anybody remember those? In case you don't, take a listen.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean,
what system? Their system? They're not going to deal with the corruption in their system. They like the corruption in their system. It's what helps them maintain and keep power. What is this guy, brain dead? Well, okay, never mind. We already know the answer to that. You know, I mean, seriously. Although I like my financial plan. Some of you thought it was great last night when I was talking about it. I said what I wanted to do, or what I thought of doing, give every household, not every person in the household, because that was crazy. If you gave every household in this country $1 million and said, that's it, leave the country, you know, you get no more help for 2 years, right? They're talking about a $1.4 trillion stimulus package. You can help out the small businesses and what have you. You know, you're looking at that point, you're looking at what, $500 or $600 million? That's a heck of a lot less than $1 trillion. And if people can't survive on that $1 million, my God, not my headache. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do it. So, how many of you think that this is going to push on and go on through August and September? Because they're trying to scare the crud out of you by telling you that's what's going to happen. And it doesn't work that way. I don't believe that for a second. Right? We've got doctors saying it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks after they administer some of the shots for people, for things to clear up and what have you. If we get on this, this will not be an August, September, October issue. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
Oh, we are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just get to my guest. I always enjoy when he's on with me. We have a lot of fun. I believe we have a lot of fun. Zoe Rachel joins me, host of Zopium. You know what? I just love that. I love that. I know you've got other ones, but I'm going to get stuck on that one. Because, you know, some of those that really need to hear what you're saying are going to go, oh, Zopium, we're going to listen to that one because you know what that's about. And then they're going to get there and they're going to a whole different story. It'd be good for them. Anyway, what else do you do?
Yeah.
Just you hanging out with Messina and whatever?
The last, Well, thank you, man, because I do hope that people do get hooked on the Zopium deal. I hope they become Zopium den junkies and also become the Zoloft addicts also and the 20-pound split. So, I mean, all these things, like the Zoloft is my political commentary. It's my place for chuckle therapy. And the Zopium Den is my anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and 20-pound sledge is just me rocking the gospel, man, just playing some rock and roll.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
That's the other thing, too, that people need to realize is that, especially when it comes to the gospel, when it comes to God's word, everybody plays a role. Everybody's got a part to play in it. Not everybody, excuse me, I'll say this, you don't have to, not everybody's this pasty white guy with a blue robe and a little black book and, tells you what you're doing wrong. We've all got different parts to play. We all have different things to do in the body. And, yes. if you're one of those folks that goes into a church looking for 300 people, in the robes that never move, I don't know, that's pretty boring to me. I don't know. The most exciting church I ever went to was in South Central, okay? So do I need to leave it there? Can I go on and tell you that it was the most rocking church that I've ever been to?
Man, that's how it's done, man. That's David stripped down his drawers and rocked out. His wife told me he was crazy. He's like, "Look, yeah. I'm a woman. I want to get down. I'm ready to rock and roll."
Yeah, no, seriously. I always said, when we walked into that church, there were people dancing in the aisles, and I'm going, whoa, I think we probably won't be back next week, okay? But when I realized what they were doing, when I actually saw the love they had for Christ, I was like, wow, this is really cool. I've never seen anything like this before. We weren't allowed to do that, Keep your hands on the hymnal and don't rock sideways because you might hit the person next to you. Anyway.
Right. But the unfortunate thing, though, is and a lot of people do get caught up in the service in that way. But I know I'm going to sound like the Debbie Downer here, though, because a lot of people, they're more caught up with the sensationalism. They get caught up with the dynamics of it, maybe even the music. But the word itself it's not really being taught. I think a lot of these people are in love with their idea of who Jesus is,
right,
rather than who he says he is. And,
right.
That's sad to me, because I'm telling you, man, that the word itself is music. It's music in itself. Like I read the word, I just get excited, man. It's like I understand why, the writers say, man, your law is like, it's like honey. So it's just sweet. I love your law.
Yeah.
And that in itself is music,
Well, and to your point, this one particular church, it was almost an hour of worship and then an hour of teaching. A lot of these churches, it's 20 minutes, 25 minutes of worship, and everybody gets all into the worship, and it's 20 minutes of teaching. It's like, really? You can't hang out a whole hour in church? You sit 2.5, here I go, right? You'll sit 2.5 hours at a movie theater. You wait in line for an hour and change at a movie theater. But when you go to church and your buddy says, my pastor teaches for an hour, you're like, I'll catch up with you later. I'm going to go to my church because we do 20 minutes and that's cool. That's all good, That makes me crazy.
Right. I get it. I mean, but the Lord wants us to do it. That's why he says, use what the children at age use to even make friends. That's what he says.
Yep.
And we want to, use some sort of vehicle to get people engaged, to capture their imagination, to capture their attention, to deliver the truth to them. But you're right, man. It's like, a lot of these, churches, they're using like these modalities, they have like these modes that there's these teaching modes that they all kind of like share. And, if you take the word, man, and you start, when you start bouncing back between the Old and New Testament and showing people that, Jesus himself tells you that the Old Testament is talking about me and all the things that are in the Old Testament that points to him. He's like, dude, Moses was talking about me. People's mind get blown. They're like, they'll just sit there and be like, whoa.
Yep. You're right. I mean, when somebody tells me you got to come to my church, I go, why? And they go, you should hear the worship service. Really? What'd you learn this Sunday? And you hear crickets.
Mm.
You go, okay. If you can remember the worship service, but you can't remember what the pastor taught about, I'm not going to the church. I'm not going to that one anyway. It's just me. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. But I go, no. I'm not interested in that. But, hey, You talked about numbers, so let's talk about numbers. This coronavirus thing. So, I don't know. I took science class. I don't believe I did well with it. I'm afraid to say anything because he might be listening, my old science teacher, and really let people know what I was like in science class. But in California, where we live, and it's owned by the Democrats, we have almost 40 million people in this state. 600 people. We have almost 600, give or take a few, confirmed corona people who have the coronavirus. We have almost 45 people that have died. So I just want to put the numbers in perspective. 40 million people, 45 have died. So I think in science class, the teacher would say, go back and do it again. That doesn't count. All right? Let's start off there. If you look at the worldwide numbers that the CDC is putting out, 218,000, give or take, known people who have the coronavirus that have been reported. All right? We have about 8,600, not 1,100, that have died due to the virus. We have over 90,000 that have recovered. I still ask the same question. Why do we need toilet paper? You know, I mean, you see what I'm saying here? How did this become such a big deal?
Well, it's that sensationalism with the media is definitely a big factor. And you know, 40 people in California, man, that's 40 too many. You know, and
so I hear you. Every life is worth it. Every life has a value. I got that.
Yeah, but at the same time, there is, you know, keeping some perspective on things. Like for me, I don't want to be nonchalant or cavalier about it.
Nope.
But there's something that kind of does nag at me. Like say, for instance, like what's going on with Italy. It's like, okay, well, there might be something to this. But at the same time, maybe the steps that Italy took, you know, brought a lot of detriment on them, and we don't want to do the same thing. I mean, on the lighter side, man, I don't see really people freaking out. You know, there's no looting, and there, you know, I don't see too much of that. I don't think there's a lot of drama per se.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying. In the stores, yeah, I don't know. I look at what's going on inside the stores and how naked they are and how everything's been pulled apart. To your point on the Italian government thing, for instance, when it comes to the Italian government, they've actually openly said now that, you know, people need to slow down and listen. They've got among the oldest population in Europe. Did you know that? Did you know that the country of Italy contains probably the oldest, if not among the oldest inhabitants there in Europe. They say that well over 90% of the people that died already had another illness that they were fighting and working with, okay, or trying to fight through. They were over 70. Their regular general. Now, keep in mind, China, you ready for this one? China, Italy, Spain, what do they have? They have socialized medicine, all right? So Italy... Italy said they didn't move fast enough on the front end. Their caregivers weren't protected, so they were spreading this thing like wildfire because they really didn't understand it. So you see what I mean? I mean, there's too many things here that just don't add up, and I know you don't, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theory guy, but there is an issue here with this. Don't you agree?
Oh, sure. And, you know, and you would, one would think that, you know, we could learn from this. And unfortunately, you'll have those who are the socialist mind, you know, thinking that rather than saying, okay, the socialism thing doesn't work, they're going to say, well, that's why we could do it better.
Yes, that's because nobody's ever implemented it properly. That's what I hear all the time. I get the biggest kick out of that one.
Right. Now, and then, you know, there's a confusion over, I'm hearing stuff about China stole the patent, the vaccine patent from Gilead. You know, I'm hearing stuff like that. And I guess the premise of it is that, okay, they're gonna have the patent, and Gilead is worried that they're going to release the vaccine, and of course, you know, charge for it and stuff like that. And, you know, that kind of stuff is like going around. And, you know, these are just, you know, these conspiracy theories, you know, I guess jumping the shark for news, that kind of stuff, it spreads fear and it spreads prejudices, man. You know, even when these people out there who think that they're trying to stop prejudice, like these people asking about the Kung Flu, who said it, all that stuff, it don't do China no favors.
No, and they don't really care. Anyway, tell people one more time, got about 10 seconds, where they can find you.
I'm at the bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zoloft, Zopium Bin, 20-pound sledge.
Yeah, you did the same thing I did when somebody asked me to name my book. I couldn't name that either. Joe Mussini, your host. A lot more going on in the next hour. Don't go far. Check out Zoe and come on back. We'll be back in a few.